be unsurpassed, penetrating, and perfectly true. Is seldom mended, even in 100,000 myriad calvus. Now we can see it dear, we can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one with myself.
Amish the Buddha, Amish the Dharma, Amish the Sangha. If you look out at the world as it appears to our senses, as we react to it with our thoughts and our feelings, if you look out at the cosmos in so much as we can perceive it, it does not at first glance seem to be a moral universe that we live in. Yet the truth of the matter is, this is a completely moral universe that we live in. When we come to understand something about the way in which karma works, both within a particular lifetime and over a span of several lives or many lives, we can see the continuing manifestation of a cosmic goodness. Suppose you were to watch a long movie containing a lot of dramatic action scenes, but instead of watching the whole movie, you watched just a minute or two of the movie. There might be a minute or two of quiet, peaceful situations. There might be a minute or two of wild action. There might be a minute or two of kindness. There might be a minute or two of cruelty. You've just been getting a little glimpse of something that really wouldn't tell you much about the whole story. To get the whole story, you have to see the whole story. A movie that has a very good story and a very good moral and spiritual message, and that embodies very good moral and spiritual teaching, can have some minutes in it that are very painful and difficult to watch. That's often the case in good movies. If all you saw was that minute or two that was so painful and difficult to watch, you would get no sense of the big picture that gives context and meaning to that minute or two. Having an understanding about past lives, the way in which the law of karma functions over lifetimes, is like seeing more of the movie. And having insight only into events happening in this lifetime is like seeing only a few minutes of the movie. Now, if you study those few minutes in detail, you get to know them very well, you can learn a great deal. But when we speak in Buddhism of the law of karma, we should be thinking karma/rebirth. And it is in the understanding of the way in which karma functions, not only in the short term, but in the long term, and in some respects, especially in the long term, that we can see the fundamental goodness of the universe manifesting. The way in which everything that happens is, in fact, providing teaching for us. You can misread or misinterpret the big picture. You could say that follies from past lives are being punished by suffering in this present life. That's not a very helpful way of seeing things. You can see it in terms of debts accumulated in the past at some point have to be paid off. And the paying off of debts involves some degree of difficulty. Well, that way of thinking is an improvement on the punishment idea. Or you could say the reward punishment idea. But a better way of seeing things is in terms of where there has been a great deal of delusion and deluded action, a similarly great amount of teaching is needed to help get things on track. And the sufferings of this present life provide a great deal of teaching. However one views it, we always come up against the simple fact that there is cause and there is effect, that where there is unenlightened action, flowing forth from that will be suffering. Where there is enlightened action, flowing forth from that will be that which leads to the cessation of suffering, and that unenlightened action is action that in some way ignores the guidance, the teaching, the help offered by our own true nature, and that enlightened action is action that does not ignore it, but bows to it, listens for it, and willingly and gladly follows it. It is up to each of us in each situation to decide with what attitude we will face that situation, and we will get the consequences of the choice we make at that time. When we make a wise choice, when we really pause to ask for help from the Eternal, we pause to be still and listen, when we're willing to gladly follow when it's time to do that, we get a solid confirmation. Yes, this is the way to go. And whatever has happened in the past, we can proceed in the future in this way. There is a path that leads to the cessation of suffering.